It's 3:30 a.m., mid-March. The rain is pounding down in San Diego. Chad Bordes gets out of his gray Nissan Altima and walks to his trunk, which is also his closet. The newness of the day has him bleary-eyed.
You wake up and you're like, oh, I'm in my car.
It's light years from what he imagined for himself. He's 46 with an MBA from the University of Phoenix. Every day starts with the same hope.
You know, one of the things I think of is hopefully that some of the jobs that I've applied for start calling me back.
Until then, Bordes drives Uber and Lyft and works another part-time job selling cars online. At 3:45 a.m., he heads to the gas station.
All right, another day in paradise.
And then he checks Uber and Lyft ride requests.
So I just got a ping. It looks like a...
By 4:30 a.m., he's off to pick up a couple in the northern tip of San Diego County to take them to the airport. He makes $40. Afterwards, Bordes showers and changes at a gym. At 8 a.m., he gets to work at an online car auction company. His shift ends at 3 p.m., and it's back to driving.
It's pretty grueling. It's very, very exhausting.
Bordes' take-home pay is in the neighborhood of $2,000 to $2,400 a month. He's got $100,000 in student loan debt for his MBA. He can't afford an apartment in San Diego, where a one-bedroom runs nearly $1,700. So he lives between his car and rented rooms. Last week, he found a place for $450 on Craigslist.
It's pretty small. It's probably like, I'd say, 8x8. It's actually a laundry room. It's got a closet. It's nice. It's got windows and, you know, it's a place to rest my head.
His lease is month to month.
I mean, it's a likely possibility that I might end up back in my car and, you know, have to try this whole thing all over again.
His MBA hasn't paid off the way he'd hoped it would. He speculates either because he's not using keywords in his resume that companies are looking for, or there just aren't enough jobs out there, or he's overqualified. Whatever it is, he's spent.
There's times that I just get really emotional and I start crying. I get really sad and, you know, I mean, one of the things I think about is like, oh yeah, my parents would be real proud of me, you know, like 46 living in his car. You know, my parents had bigger dreams. My dad never went to college. My mom didn't go to college either. So they held bigger dreams for me.
And he gets a fire in his eyes when I ask him what he'd like to know from California politicians.
Like, how do we get here? How do we get to a point where we devalue human life? To where, oh, it's okay if we step over homeless people or, you know, if you're sleeping in your car, it doesn't matter. You know, life's tough, get over it. Why aren't there more houses being built for lower income families? What are we doing to bring more jobs in?
The insecurity of it all, the frustration, has left him cynical about how state officials might answer his questions.
I don't care. Honestly, they just don't care.
In San Diego, I'm Amitha Sharma.